Hello, everybody. Coach Lisa here with you tonight. We're doing the body image and sex call. No, that's not it. Body image and intimacy. See where my mind's at. Body image and intimacy call. So, hello, everybody. Let me know in the chat that you can hear me, that all is going well. What I want you to remember on this call is, if you have a specific question, thank you, Alexis. If you have a specific question, I want you to post it in the Q&A. I'll try my best to keep an eye on the chat, but I can't always do that. Second of all, this is an open coaching call. So, reason you're here is to either get some coaching or to listen to some coaching. So, I'm really hoping that someone will be very brave and raise their hand for us. To get some coaching tonight on anything related to body image, to intimacy, even to sex. That would be fabulous. And I know the other thing that I promised from last time was a review-ish, whatever. I went on vacation the beginning, whenever in November, and I went to the resort that I talked to you all about quite a bit, Temptation in Mexico, sexy theme, and they have like sexy kind of themes all the time, every day, different themes during the day, different themes at night. So I was just going to share some feedback from that. One of the okay, so first of all, I tried out, can you all see that? I tried out, this is the Satisfyer. I tried out, and this is the Pro 2, a bunch of different toys this time of the ones that I have. I didn't buy anything new because I was like, I had some things that I don't think we'd given as much of a try to. But I'm telling you, ladies, this one is still my favorite. Absolutely my favorite. Feel like this one, it is a clitoral stimulator. So it kind of does like a bit of a sucking action on your clitoris. I think the reason that I like it so much is that it is one of the ones that kind of does something different than what my husband can himself can do. It's not like a rubbing, it's not just a vibrating. So there's my review. I thought I would let you all know that I have definitely picked my favorite of all the things that I have. It's very similar if you've ever heard of like the Rose or anything like that, except that it has a longer handle. And I like the longer handle because it just makes it easier to hold and to use. I will say that I prefer holding it. Often it'll be my husband maybe that pulls it out, but I prefer holding it myself. I can keep it where I want it. And then he can do some internal stimulation, that type of thing as well. So, that was my favorite. But I have another favorite that was really more about setting the mood and feeling sexy. I don't even know if I can show you on this. That was these. Okay. Now, I am not a high heel person, boot wearer or shoe wearer, but I found these on Amazon. They're velvet boots. The thing I like about them is they have such a good heel that they were super comfortable, and I wear orthotics even. So I'm gonna would like prefer to wear running shoes half the time, but these boots were so comfortable, and they were thigh high, and these things stayed up. And I need them with wide calves as well, Liz. Same thing. These, oh, you can't see it. You're not gonna be able to see it, but these I searched on Amazon. I'm a size 9 wide. These were amazing, and it has this tie at the back, right at the top. Because this goes on where your thigh is. So you could even loosen this up. They happen to be perfect for me. So they stayed up and they stayed on. I was so surprised. I really thought they were going to slide down. But you could loosen or tighten this as you needed. So one of the things that was great about those was I wore those with a short skirt. I don't love my thighs, but I wore them with a short skirt. I let go of those thoughts and thought, I felt amazing. Like, that's the thing. I just felt, and it set the mood for the evening to where I could feel super sexy all evening long. And I got so many compliments as well. It was incredible. So, that's, the toy was great. That's like definitely like, hey, orgasmic stimulation, but you got to get yourself there in the first place, right? So look for things like that in your lives where you can sort of set the stage, where you can help yourself feel amazing. So those were the big things that I learned from that trip. All right. I am going to call Stephanie up. And then we have another hand raised as well. Again, any questions? Yes, Liz says sex starts before you get to the bedroom. Absolutely. If you want amazing sex, that's definitely where it's got to start. So, well, hello, Stephanie. You are muted right now. Okay. Oh, no, you're still muted. Can you? I'm going to ask you. Oopsies. Where'd you go? There you go. No, you're still muted. Ask to unmute. Does that help?
There we go. I'm
How are
on,
you?
so it's not easy.
You're where are you?
I'm on my phone. You
Oh, I see. Okay.
don't see all the buttons.
You figured it out. Welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
Okay.
can.
I'm trying to get some alone time to make this call, and it's not very simple in my house since everybody's home.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there was a call on Sunday from another company, and I don't know if you've seen it in the Facebook group.
Yeah, I saw a post on Facebook.
Yeah, and a lot of people were talking about it, and so I listened to it, it was an amazing call. She was so vulnerable, and it was it you know, when people are that vulnerable, you know they're being honest. They're not gonna, they're really saying things that a lot of people probably do relate to. And I had it's so weird because I have the opposite problem. I don't know, did you hear the call or should I?
I have not heard the call. I've got the gist of the call, but tell me
Okay.
what you think is important for me to know.
Well, basically, she isn't attracted to her husband and was having problems initiating intimacy with him. Okay. I am very attracted to my husband.
Okay.
We don't have a problem with intimacy. My
Okay.
problem stems from my poor body image. He's, she was talking about how he let himself go, and she's working hard on herself and he's not working hard. Well, my husband has always worked hard on himself, and he has an amazing body. He's had an amazing body forever, and that's one of his things. He goes to the gym every day and he works out, and he takes very good care of his body, and I've always been very attracted to him. Now, when I started dating him back when I was 18 years old, I had a very different body. We grew up together, basically. Now I'm 50, okay, and I've had two kids. And so my body has changed, and
Absolutely.
it's not bouncing back anymore. I mean, I've lost weight before. I never had a weight problem as a child. I couldn't gain weight if I tried. Oh, so it was like weight was never an issue for me. And then, I had kids, and in my 30s is when I started to have an issue with weight. And it's just the weight isn't coming off, and I'm really trying. I'm like seriously trying. I'm going to, I do kickboxing. I take walks. I try to eat right. I'm a diabetic too, which makes it very hard because I'm pumping so much insulin into my body. So I'm fighting some health issues that make it a little bit harder to lose the weight. I'm trying. And my problem is, I feel like I'm cheating my husband out of having a partner that looks good because he didn't sign up for me to look this way like I do now. He met me when I was thin, and he hasn't said, "Oh my God, you're so fat," but I can feel the difference in the way, he doesn't tell me, oh my God, you're fat, or I know I need to lose weight. He knows I know I need to lose weight. It just isn't.
What does he say to you?
He doesn't, and I think that's part of the problem, is he's a man of very few words, and I'm just
When
getting.
you were 18 and when you were 25, that kind of age, before you had the kids, was he a man of more words then?
No, but I felt confident about myself. Okay, I don't have.
Let's just be clear, though. Let's just be clear, Stephanie. When he was in his 20s, he didn't say anything, but you were confident. Now he doesn't say anything, but you're not confident.
Yes.
And you're saying it's all the weight, and it's the way my body looks is the difference.
It is because of it's the way I'm thinking. It's like I know this is me thinking these things.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, you want to feel sexy, and it's like I don't feel sexy.
Do
And
you own these boots?
no.
Because I can tell you, dear God, by the boots. Like, so I swear to God, I have never felt so sexy wearing a short skirt. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I work from home. I don't really go out, so it's like,
I only wore them on vacation, and I'm trying to think. I don't know there's many places that I'm going to be able to wear this, but you know where I am going to wear it? I am going to wear it if we do like a Friday night date night at home. You're fucking right, I'm gonna wear those boots. Like, I will wear them in my house. I don't wear shoes in my house, but I'll wear those boots in my house because they feel great. That's the only place. But anyways, think you're onto yourself, Stephanie, though. From what you're telling me, it does not sound like your husband is expressing disinterest.
No, we both have a high sex drive and we have a lot of sex. The problem is I'm not
And intimacy.
the same way because of the way I feel.
So tell me about that. What's different about you and how you show up?
Because certain positions now aren't as easy.
Yeah.
The weight, and that bums me out because, we used to
Do you
be.
want to get into specifics? Because
Well, just being
ooh,
off,
ooh.
I have a hard time being on top.
Okay, so you need supports under your knees.
Well, no, it's just my, I just think about my stomach and I can't.
So it's not physically, it's difficult to be on top. It's that mentally when we're on top. So what about reverse sitting on
Oh,
top?
yeah, that's perfectly fine. And he's fine with that. It's just, I.
Well, we're talking about you here. Are you fine with that? Do you like that position as much?
I do. I do.
Okay.
I want to be able to do more. That's.
So tell me about that. What would doing more give you that you don't have now?
It just feel like I used to feel, just being a little like wild, and I just.
So are you telling me that right now, because you just told me that, you like to get on top, you like reverse getting on top, that that works okay, but you're trying to tell me that you're not as wild as you used to be?
N not because of, yeah, because of my body, yes.
Are you not wild enough right now?
I don't feel I am.
Okay.
I want to feel, I want to get more confidence. I want to get more,
Agile and moving, is that what you're thinking?
yeah, it's just, yeah, exactly. Not being so exhausted,
Yes.
tired, and it's like I want to feel a little more, sexy, moving around, that kind of stuff. And it's just, and he's not complaining either. This is all in my head, okay,
So
but
one of the things that I'm sort of, it's like great to hear is that it, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it doesn't sound like it's actually holding you back right now from intimacy, from sex, from the actual, doing things. You're
no.
just thinking you wish you had more flexibility or more strength or more endurance.
Yes. And it's like, I kind of feel bad for him because it's
But
like,
why? Why do you feel bad for him?
because of the way I look, because
But
it's
you said he has never mentioned it.
not a, no, but I know it's
What an asshole. See, I'm kidding with you, but seriously, Stephanie, this is your head. You feel bad for him. What
how do
if he had this like hot, amazing wife that
not have a better experience because I never
how
will.
do you know it would be a better experience because of a body size?
Yeah, I know. That's where I'm stuck because I didn't have this problem. This is the
Okay,
problem.
but what is the problem to you?
I can't lose weight. I
Okay,
can't.
well, first of all, that's not true. You can. The thing is, that is 100% something I want to see you and ask coaches. I want to see you emailing us. I want to see you talking about the four basics and where you are at with that, because yes, you can. Yes, you can. We can help you. That's why you're here. But for the purposes of this call, where we're talking about sex and intimacy, I think you are already on to yourself. You just have some thoughts right now that are trying to shame you for not losing weight right now. And trying to say, oh, your sex life could be so much better. But
Yeah.
we don't know that's true.
No, I don't know it's true. I mean, I enjoy it. It's not that I'm not enjoying it. It's just I feel like it could be a lot better.
Maybe. Or maybe we could just bring out our inner crazy. Buy some toys, buy some.
Tried toys and they do not do it for me. I've tried.
Well, there are several types of toys. Well, how can they not do it for you?
It's just I don't know. It's just it's him. It's I've always had this very strong attraction to him, and so like he is what turns me on. It's not really the act itself. It's with him. Very connected to him. We have a very intense chemistry type thing. But, and so I've, toys, I've tried toys, but it's like nothing compared to the real thing. And so it's not like I'm getting enough sex. It's not like I'm not getting enough sex. I'm just saying I want better sex, and I feel like my body is preventing that from happening.
So then when I say toys, maybe I'm misspeaking and I mean accoutrement. I don't like things like wedges, like stirrups, like straps, like things like that that can help you support yourself. Sounds to me like you're doing the other things as well, but it's all going to come from this mindset. You're going to have this shadow on things if you're always saying to yourself, it could be better. He deserves better. And yet I don't get the sense that it's coming up in the moment.
No, it's not. It's not, but it's like when I try to push myself a little to be a more experimental, that's when I feel really,
In the bedroom, you mean?
yeah.
Yeah, that's when you feel what?
I feel very uncomfortable and
Or
just
conscious.
as, oh my God, it's like he's looking right at my stomach. It's like if I'm the other way, he doesn't see my stomach, and he's an ass man and he loves my ass, and there's nothing, that's fine. But if I'd like
Two birds, one stone.
it's like, I just wish I can get past this because it's
Yeah. So, what you want to do is be a little factual with yourself that he's not saying it's a problem. You're recognizing the problems in your mind.
Okay.
So, I don't want you to start trying to go, oh, my stomach is amazing. It's fine. It's beautiful. No, you could be like, this is just my stomach. This was the price that we paid for having children. And no matter how much weight you lose, your stomach is never going to look the way it looked before you had children without surgery. And even then, it's not going to look the way it looked without before you had children.
No, and I lost the weight before, but I put it back on now and I'm not being able to get it off again. That's.
Okay, so then that, like I say, is a separate issue that we 100% can dig into, but what's happening in the bedroom, you're right onto yourself. This is coming from your thinking, and I want you to start questioning your thoughts. He's not the one saying anything about your stomach. So you want to neutralize that yourself and remind yourself of what you do love in the bedroom, what you are great at, how adventurous you are. And I think it's opening up to that. It can be uncomfortable for anyone to try new things because there's always going to be that uncertainty about, is it going to work this way? Am I going to be able to hold myself up there? Whatever it is, there's always going to be thoughts like that. So for you, your brain goes right to making it always about the weight. And what I would offer is, it's not always just about the weight. There are skinny women out there who can't handle being on top because they have no leg muscles at all. Right? Like, or couples that have a size difference where somebody's shorter and their legs are shorter, they can't do certain positions without some kind of assistance. But for you, your brain wants to make it always just about the weight. And that's the part we want to work on, saying, what if it's not just about that? Like, add an and. This and I can work on my brain and stick it like, okay, piss off. Because the truth is, too, losing weight takes a little while. You're not going to change overnight. I don't want you having a shitty sex life until you lose all the weight you want to lose.
No, but if it was heading down instead of up, I think part of the problem is I'm not seeing it going in the right direction, and I'm feeling like it's never going to come off, and what I'm going to be like, and this is.
Then what I want to see from you is an email that tells me all about where exactly you're at with the four basics. And then an email, I will go back and forth with you and figure out how to make progress there.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to know where you're at with water, with sleep, with doable hunger. And what I would really be looking for from you is I want you to get as adventurous and as experimental with doable hunger as you are in the bedroom. I want you pushing yourself to say, well, what can I try now? What can I try now? And then on the other hand, I want you checking in with the whole insulin thing. Like, is that having an effect on it? If so, how? That type of thing. Like, are we at the appropriate dosage? What's going on with that? Does that make sense? Okay.
And I mean, I'm working with my doctor, but it's like
Exactly.
it's just at a point where it just feels like everything's just headed in the wrong direction, and I'm not having enough wins, like showing me that the weight's come off, so I'm feeling very discouraged.
So you're going to email me and we're going to find those wins.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I know it's in my head, but it kind of, kills the mood. So it's like I look forward to these times, and I don't want my head being the reason
Yeah. So I
not.
want you questioning, okay, brain. Is this even true? This man never says a word about my size. This man loves you, I assume.
I'm assuming he's still there, so
Yeah.
I mean he's a man of few, he's like Corinne's husband, very a man of few words, but it's like I always have doubts because I don't hear the affirmations, so I take that as it's there aren't any, so that means negative.
Yes. So I want you to work on your own affirmations, affirming yourself, and giving yourself credit for what you are doing. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I will, you know where to your emailing?
Yeah, ask coaches.
Yeah, you can go to Ask Coaches or you can actually email support at pnptribe.com.
Oh. Okay, and you
Either
get
one. Yep, I get it both ways. Either one.
okay. All
Okay.
right. Thank
All
you.
right. Thanks, Stephanie. Take care. Bye. All right. Let's see. Yeah, it's so great. All right, we have a question in the Q&A, and then I have another hand raised. So, I've lost weight around my stomach, 85 pounds, and now dropping in measurements. That's amazing. But it's still not flat, but that's okay. My husband gained from a large to a 3XL since we began dating 13 years ago. When we are intimate now, whilst I feel a little self-conscious, he can't seem to get in the right position due to his increasing large stomach. Okay. It's a geometry issue, absolutely. I'm still attracted to him, but his stomach is literally blocking him being close to me for intercourse. Keep trying to find different positions, and that kills the mood. Okay, so for a little while, you may want to keep experimenting. One of the things I'm wondering if it might be helpful is a wedge, right? A sex wedge, because that would prop you up at a little higher angle and might make it a little easier for him to come in. I kind of like that position, like at the edge of the bed, kind of, and then my husband would be standing, depending on the height of your bed, that type of thing. I don't know how to say that our bodies aren't compatible. Yeah, so then the other part could be a pillow under his ass while he's lying on the bed, and then you on top. Now, you may, because again, that's going to tilt like his stomach area kind of back, and even like a reverse in that position might work. What you want to work on is being open to talking about it and finding the positions that work. And then once you start to find the positions that work, you're going to stick to them, right? But use props. Think yoga. Yoga, is a great example where there's blocks, and those are great for sex too, by the way. But there are blocks, there are cushions, there are pillows, there are blankets, like all of these things. I want you to think about how we can give a bit of an assist, because I get it. Sometimes it takes you out of the mood when you're trying and trying and trying. But the thing is, you're not going to have to try and try and try forever to start to understand that geometry problem so that you can figure out, okay, if this gets to this angle, like a lot of it will depend on your husband's height and your height, that type of thing as well. So that's why, and I wouldn't even know, even if you told me heights, I wouldn't know what it is, but I want you to just bear with yourself and try to, be open to doing that experimenting. And then in the future, you don't have to as much. You can also work on more oral play and more foreplay in that sense to begin with and see how that goes, all right, I hope that helps. So now we're going to call Kate up, and then I have Julie with her hand up next. Okay. I love that, Chrissy. One win for you, Stephanie, was that you got on this call. You put your hand up. That is a great win. Hello, Kate. Oh, you're
Hello,
on.
how's it going?
Going well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
I've been having this like self-confidence issue around my body.
Yeah.
I've been quite unwell this year, so I've had like some surgery and I couldn't train for several months of the year. And I'm back like weight training several times a week and exercising. That's never been an issue for me. And like doing what's appropriate for my health body. So I do need to eat low carb and a few other things as recommended by a doctor. And so I'm doing all the things, but I do have some challenges around losing weight just because that's just how my body works around losing weight. It doesn't really want to do it unless you do certain things. But I have been making some progress. So I haven't lost weight, kilos, pounds, but I have been tracking like my visceral fat and my centimeters. So my measurements and those things are coming down, even though the scale's not moving. So like we're getting the changes that I need to have, but they don't necessarily show
on the outside per se, like with other people. And I've had a few interactions lately just with sort of people around our community where, I've been in my gym shorts and my running shoes, ready to go to gym or go train. And I've had some comments going, "Oh, are you going to exercise?" And I've said, "Yeah." And they're, "Oh, I didn't know you've started exercising." And I've just had a couple of comments like that where, like,
What
I've
do you
been
think that means?
training.
Like, what does that mean to you when someone
Oh,
says
they've been
that?
asking, like, "Oh, when did you start exercising? That's great for you." It's like, I've been doing it the whole time for years. I don't know. It just is kind of being like, "Oh,
Hold
okay."
on, Kate. That's not quite true. You just said you couldn't train for several months.
Yeah, but like these people, I've, like they've known that I've, like I've always, only several months, but like these people I don't really talk to. Like I've been, on and off the last 4 years wearing, gym shoes and that. I've had a short period where I couldn't train, but overall, like I've always been like fit. It was only when I was recovering from surgery I couldn't train. But people are like, "Oh, it's great you joined the gym. Oh, well done. Good for you." And it's so like I've been at the gym like since I had before I had my kids, and like one's nearly 10. So I've had a couple of comments like that, and I just kind of didn't
Do you
really
feel like
know
that's
what
about
to do.
you? Well, do you feel like that's about you or about them?
I think it's probably about them maybe not understanding that just because someone isn't inverted commas skinny doesn't mean that they're not training and looking after their bodies, I suppose. Like it's an assumption, like maybe they've made an assumption that because I'm not a certain way that I'm not doing certain things, even though I am. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. But it's happened a couple of times recently, and I was just being like, I wanted some sort of advice on how to like handle it, I suppose. Yeah, because I've
Well,
been training for
if they were
10,
these were
12
typed,
years. Yeah.
if these were typed messages on a screen, I would tell you to hit the delete button. Just don't, who
Okay.
cares? That would be my advice. Who cares? Like you said, these people are probably like just have some stereotypical idea of what a person going to the gym looks like, first of all. Not that you don't look like that, but also it could just be, I don't know, they're nosy and making conversation. Or could be maybe you haven't been out in running shoes and gym shorts lately, especially this year since you've been having all these surgeries and stuff. And so they're just like, oh, good for you getting back to the gym since all your surgeries. Like they, the thing is, when other people make comments, you're 100% right. It is always about them. It doesn't have to have anything to do with you. I mean, imagine
Yeah.
you could also make a comment saying, yeah, you should maybe join me. That would be weird, right? Like,
Yeah. I think, yeah, I've had a situation where I ran into one of them at the gym and I was lifting, and her reaction was like, "Oh my goodness, obviously you've been doing this for a while." Yeah. And she was shocked because of what I was lifting. "Oh, you can't just do that cold turkey. Sorry." Yeah, that was an interesting interaction. But I've also had in the same breath from my parents recently comments like, "How's your weight going? What are you doing now? Like, what's your next plan?"
Yes.
Not, "It's going well, you're making progress," which is
But
sort of,
would they be able to
I've
see
found a
that?
bit tricky as an adult.
Well, would they be able to see that?
The progress.
Yeah. Surely
Not
no.
at the moment, because what's changing is all very much like fat behind my organs, like bad fat reducing. So I did show them the stats of one of those, like we've got special machines at gym, and I did show them the stats because they track your stats on an app, and I did show them the line of the visceral fat going down to like say, "Hey, look, there is progress, even though you can't see it. Thank you
Yeah.
for your concern." But I guess it's sort of given me, like, even though I am progressing and I know I am progressing, it's made me then feel a bit self-conscious about my body because they're asking questions around, what are you going to do next? Obviously, things aren't working, but even though they are, so on the outside, obviously the changes for them they can't see. And
Yes.
then that's made me feel a little bit like, okay, well, I know I'm making changes on the inside, which is what really matters for organ health to reduce inflammatory disease and things like that. But on the outside, this is what people are seeing. And it sort of made me a little bit deflated, and a little bit, I guess, self-conscious about what I wear and things
Because
like that. 'Cause even
you
though
got
there
in
is
their
progress, yeah.
you got in their heads, you got in their lane. Like they're like, come over here
Yeah.
in the lane that's all about doubt and
Yeah.
uncertainty and we don't know. What I want you to do, Kate, is get the hell out of their lane. Get back in your own
Okay.
where you know what you're doing, you know your body composition, you know your recovery rates, what you're doing, where you're at, and you're
Yeah.
focused on that. And if people want to make comments, you could either let them make comments, you could tell them
Okay.
off, you can answer their questions. Like you get to decide what you do, but what I don't want you to be working on doing is believing or not even just believing, but like going on to their side where you're like, oh yeah, I wonder, is there something wrong? No, you're doing all this testing, you know what you're doing. Is there anything wrong with what you're doing right now?
No, there's nothing wrong with my outputs and like my inputs in terms of food. There's other metabolic issues that are being addressed by a specialist, but in terms of like my actions, my behavior, and yeah, overall my mindset around following my holistic plan, there's nothing that I would really change about my inputs or outputs right now. No.
Well, people just don't know. And that's what you're seeing. You're
Yeah.
seeing people just don't know. They're
Yeah.
seeing you at the gym going, holy crap, look at her go. Wow. It's because they don't have x-ray vision. They can't see, and an x-ray wouldn't even help, but they can't see inside of you. They can't see your muscles. They can't see what your body is capable of. And that's on them.
Okay.
So,
So I had one friend say to me, who is a friend,
yeah.
but is quite verbal, and did say, I'm really, we were talking about resistance training and a few other things around food. And she said, I'm sorry to say this, I feel really bad, but I just want to be honest. She said, I would have never thought that someone like you would know so much about these things. And that, so she did apologize. But she said, you've blown me away with your knowledge. I didn't expect someone like you would know these things.
So
And
first of all,
so,
what do you mean by like me?
Yeah.
Did you ask
Sorry.
that?
I took that as, yeah, like someone who's not small. That's how I took that.
But did you ask?
No.
That's what I would ask. Like, what do you mean by like
Okay.
me? And why?
Okay.
Like, what does this person think a person with knowledge looks like? Do you know what I mean? Like it's kind
Yeah.
of like the biased assumption of, oh, I wouldn't have thought of you to be a doctor. How could you be a doctor? You're a woman. It's like, what? No. You know what I mean? Like it's those kind of old
Yeah.
biases and old assumptions that people make of what a person is. And I mean, on the other hand, you could say, well, I'll be really honest, that is so rude. Like,
Yeah.
wow, it's a very kind of a rude thing to say. Like, that why would you think that because I look whatever I look like, that I wouldn't have knowledge and that I wouldn't have experience with this
Yeah,
stereotype?
okay.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's a stereotype that is bullshit. It's all past diet mentality, stereotypical stuff, right? And there's a lot of women out there working on changing this type of thing. The Not Your Average Runner, she does all kinds of like the whole program on she's, I forget what she would like 230 or something like that, and running marathons. And yeah, lots of people might think, wow, I can't believe you can do that. But again, that's because nobody has this vision into inside a person's body to see the muscle. And if
Yeah.
you want to comment on your body, like it's pretty rude. So, and again, it's about them, not about you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think I'll just keep reminding myself when I keep getting these comments that yeah, it's just about them. And if I feel like asking a further question around what are they trying to say, then I guess I have permission to ask that question
I mean, they've opened
rather than
the
just stopping the
door.
conversation.
Yeah, they've opened the door to it too. You can say, like, no, can you explain what exactly you're saying? Like, because sometimes that also will get people to realize, oh, maybe I've gone too far and I shouldn't be asking this, which, no, it's none of their fucking business. But you can also say that if you want. I mean, you can do whatever you want, Kate, but the last thing, like, the thing that you want to work on not doing is making it about you. You have
Yeah.
your stats, you have your numbers, you're focused on all of your pieces that are to do with your body. And if someone else has something to say about it,
Yeah.
I just.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I think some of the comments have been like backhanded sympathy comments. Like, I see, like, friends who do see me, I see you working so hard, yet, you know, I can see you struggling to get progress. That must be really hard for you. Like, that. I'm getting those
Oh,
kind of comments, and it
you
just
could
gets hard.
clarify with that. You could clarify that with them and say, actually, no, I've gotten tons of progress. Do you know how much
Yeah.
I don't know what, I don't know what's an impressive thing you can do. I could, you know,
Yeah.
I can bench press, like, or whatever, right? Be like, actually, I have a lot of progress. I don't know why you'd think that.
Yeah, I guess progress for different people means different things, right?
Absolutely. So what I want you to do is not assume.
Yeah.
They're the ones making a stupid comment that is meaningless to you and what you're doing, essentially. But it makes sense that a human brain, you try to fill in the blanks and say, "Oh, they're saying that I'm fat and that I should, you know, I'm not succeeding." But that
Yeah.
doesn't sound like it's true. What if we just decide everyone
Well,
is
yeah.
misinformed and doesn't know what the hell they're talking about?
Yeah, it's a very limited view of what progress is, for sure. But I suppose if you don't have access to data, which they don't, like I don't post my body mass, lean
Way.
muscle mass online, I guess they're looking outside and making comments on what they see. But I also don't really, at times, don't feel I need to justify my progress to anyone really either,
No.
apart from myself.
Yeah, the only one that matters here is you and yourself. And that's what I want to remind you of. Stay in your own lane. Like, stay in
Okay.
your lane of focusing on what you're doing and try not to get caught up in ignorant is a really good word for it, right? They really are ignorant comments because they're people who don't know. They don't know what they're talking about, and then they're making comments based on something they don't know. It's on
Yeah, that's
assumptions,
true.
right?
Yeah. Okay.
So you,
All
I
right, I'll
guess
keep
it
sticking
depends on
firm to
your
that.
mood. Yeah, depend on your mood that day. They better watch out. But you know, you can also just say, "Oh, thanks for your feedback."
Yeah, that's a really good one. Thank you. No,
Yeah.
this has been really helpful. Thank you so much.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for coming up. And
Thanks, Bella.
all right, I will put you back down to attendee. All right. I am going to bring Julie up and hopefully that will all work. Yeah, misinformation is, it can get people. They don't know what they don't know. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Good.
So, I was with Coach Julie for a little bit right before she left and kind of talked to her a little bit about some of the intimacy things that that I'm wanting to improve. And
Okay.
so my question is, and I coach myself on this. I'm like, you know, it's your thoughts, but I'm still stuck. So I've been married 36 years. And we have a great supportive marriage, but I feel that both of us came together with not very much experience
Okay.
in the sex world, and we're not very creative. So we've never had this amazing sex life, but it's been okay. So over the years, we've kind of been working on it, and that's why I kind of started talking with Coach Julie a year or so ago. And so what I find now that is tripping me up is Coach Julie had told us about it was Kenneth something. It was some program. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yes.
Okay. And so we bought that program. We started kind of watching the videos, and it had like questionnaires and stuff, and we would fill out the questionnaires, and then we would share it together, what we like, how we like to be touched. But what I'm
Yes.
finding is he's not remembering like what I like, and it's blocking me when we're intimate, that I have to keep like repeating myself. And sometimes I feel like he rushes it. Sometimes I feel it's like I'm not ready for it to be more intense. And it's a block in my brain of why can't he remember what I like? And I've tried so
As
hard.
you're doing things, are you telling him?
Yes, but then I get the thought of like I get frustrated.
So why is it so okay, wait. You're being intimate, but he's like going too fast or not quite doing it right or forgetting specific things you've told him in the past. And are you speaking up as it's going along?
Okay, so I've had a health thing, and so we haven't had intimacy since the beginning of the year. So and I have like a brain thing where I don't remember very well because of my health thing. So
Yes.
let me think.
It would sound something like this, Julie. It would sound like, can, slow down. No, babe, slower. Sweet.
I think I was. But
Yep.
then I get frustrated in my mind, and I feel, and I get unaroused, and I'm not interested, and
And
I'm
what does the
quoting myself.
frustration sound like
What does my frustration sound like?
in your head? Like, one of the sentences you said is, why can't he remember? Is there anything else?
Like I hear, well, I know TV's not a good, like, well, anyway, I hear like from my friends that like I have some single friends, and so they'll tell me about dating and the intimacy with these new partners, and they'll be like, some are just kind of rough, and they kind of like it's not smooth, and some they're just like it's so smooth, and like they're a great lover, and I feel like my husband's a little rougher, like he just isn't sure kind of what to do, and so that comes into my head, like, you know, why can't he be better, I guess, or why can't he be like,
On. You already answered that question though.
yeah, I
You remember the first thing you said to me is when we came together, we didn't have much experience. So unless he's stepping out on you somewhere, the only experience he's getting is with you.
yeah, it is true.
So it's kind of like expecting somebody to do their homework and write the test all at the same time. Right? Like if you were to a big course and you're like you're studying and writing the exam all at the same time, like that could be tough because we haven't learned the stuff, but we're also, you know, so Julie, I want you to work on having some fun.
Yeah, this is why I raised my hand. I've been thinking about it for months, and I'm like, you know what? I'm ready
So
to
are you physically ready now, healed, whatever? In a place where you're ready to start
yeah.
having intercourse again.
Yeah. And so let me just so he was he we're in our 60s. And so he was for the first time earlier this year, he was having a problem holding a erection, and he was talking with his doctors, and they thought it was from some of his blood pressure medicine. And so you know, I never even heard the outcome of what the doctors suggested, and I haven't even really brought it up because I haven't been ready to.
Okay, but are you ready now?
Yeah, so I don't even, so anyway, I don't know if the erection is still an issue.
Well, there's probably one way to find out.
Yes.
For well, actually, that's not true. I would say there's two ways to find out. One, you could ask.
Yes.
Two, you could fuck around and find out.
I would ask.
There you go. Then you're going to ask and find out if it's still been an issue. If so, has he been able to adjust his medication or get supplementary medication? And then that's going to be a learning process too.
Oh, so okay, that is true. He did get supplementary. You can only take certain stuff because of the blood pressure, and it didn't do anything. And so then I think he was supposed to ask if he could increase the dose and then work on some of this blood pressure medicine to decrease it to see if that would help hold an erection.
Now you have to find out if that piece has happened.
Yes, I don't know that piece yet. Yeah.
Then, though, you said it's been a while since you've been physically intimate. You could also work on some physical intimacy without counting on an erection right now, too. It doesn't have to be all of a sudden, like, we jump in the bed and it's a wham bam, thank you, ma'am, right? You could play, you could have fun, you could connect, you could touch. Even deciding maybe we keep intercourse off the table the first time, because if it's been a while for you, you may like that too. Maybe.
Yeah. It's just those thoughts that, I mean, they've been there for so many years.
The thoughts that have been there for so many years are what? Why can't he be better at this? And why can't he remember what I tell him to do? Okay. So there was, I think, Louise is on this call. Louise, wasn't it you that Coach Julie had a beautiful sentence about that? Your pleasure is your responsibility.
I know. You know, and I didn't know that for the longest time, honestly. I mean, I feel like I grew up under a cave or something, in a cave, under a rock, I should say. Yes, I know. I have learned that. I mean, like years ago, but yes.
And if you were to consider private coaching again, I definitely we would be a great fit for it. I love giving homework of different things you can try and go and do, and then come back and tell me how it goes. I think for you right now, what I'm sensing is like you're hoping to get back into it, but not face the same like disappointment. Yeah. So a lot of that comes though from within us. I want you to have the conversations with him, find out where he is with that, but maybe being open to opening the door to intimacy that again doesn't have to rely on him being able to maintain an erection, that can rely on just a way to find each other again and see what happens. But your pleasure is going to be based on your voice in the bedroom. And the thing is about that, the more you do it, the more they will remember.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like they remember all these old football things and like games from 25 years ago.
Yes.
And I know that it's just a comparison thing, but it gets me frustrated.
So, you know what? Do you hear the one thing that you're struggling to remember?
That it's up to me.
Yeah. And that we could just assume he's not going to remember what you've told him a year ago.
Yeah.
And when you tell him the first time, the next time, he may not remember it again. He's
I
not.
can't read what somebody said. Sometimes having the conversation, something.
Sometimes having the conversation via text is easier to start if you're embarrassed or too nervous. Yeah.
Oh, no, I can talk to him. I can verbally do it. But yes, that's a good idea too. But I can verbally do it. It's just about when if I open the door, like the door's closed, so it's safe. And once I open the door, if he's been waiting because I've been ill, then the door is open and
So are you sure you're ready?
I feel like I am. I mean, I miss that intimacy, not the sex part, because it's never been that great for me, but just the intimacy of being close, because we've gone through some hard times with health and finances. So I think that it would just bring us closer together again.
Okay. So working on opening that door again, can work on the sex part, The sex part is about you knowing exactly what you want, what you like, and then teaching him and teaching and letting him be open as well. Like sometimes, here's what I learned from my husband was he avoided sex for a long time when he first started having erectile dysfunction issues because he was so afraid he couldn't please me. Until I finally said to him, like, dear God, the actual, like, your penis in my vagina is, that is on the bottom of my list sexually. It's great. I mean, yeah. But like, no, I would like to orgasm for that. Our sex life changed completely. And I have so much more pleasure. And now he gets into it and has fun. I mean, God, he's got his own account on the sex toy store and he buys most of the toys that I have. He just wants to try new things, but it's because, you know, I kind of gave him that confidence. He just never had that confidence that it was okay to fuck around and find out. It was okay to get it wrong because I would never speak up before. So once I started speaking up, then he knew when stuff was going well, when stuff wasn't, and it gave him that confidence to start trying new things. So it's kind of a bit of a cycle. If he can't trust you to tell him what you like or don't like, then he's probably going to be
And he does want me to. I mean, he does. He has, yeah, I mean, he's very open to that, obviously.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, that course has a lot of information about massage techniques. And I watched a few of those, I think, like different, like, vulval massages and things like that. And didn't it talk about that?
You know, we didn't get very far because I've had this health thing for 3 years. So
We'll
we
get
did
back into
3
that.
weeks, but I still have it all.
Get back into that then too. That would be amazing.
So tell me, like in my situation, if you could, like what would be some examples of, like right now I'm in private coaching with Lizzie for my weight loss. So, and we're wrapping up this month. So what would private coaching, can you even tell me what that would look like? Because I was trying to decide, like, you know, I knew I had the sex part, but I knew I had this weight part. And so I wasn't sure where to go. I think Lizzie had an opening, so we started. So what would it look like?
So it looks very similar, except we're if sex is our primary focus, then that's what we're talking about. And we're coaching through different scenarios. We're talking about different things. Your homework is based on that. I send clients on shopping trips. I send clients to explore different things, to try different things. But we also talk about the stuff behind it too, like what's going on and why. We can get a lot deeper into your exact situation, right? That's really what happens in private coaching when we talk about that.
Is it still a wait list?
Until mid-December.
Oh,
I think I
okay.
have an opening starting then.
Okay. Well, maybe
So,
I'll.
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one of the th if you're in private coaching right now with Lizzie, we can always look at it and just transfer you over. As soon as, you know, when you're wrapped up with her, you could always just transfer to me and it doesn't have to stop. Or you can stop for a few weeks and then start again.
Oh, okay.
That's all up to you. Just email in and MJ will take care of all of that on her end. So, what were the comments?
Yes,
Oh.
I would definitely like to increase my self-confidence and using my voice in bed. I've gotten a teeny bit better, but there's definitely room for growth.
Definitely. It's something that we can work on. I love that. Darlene says, my hubby would love to have sex homework. Well, Darlene, make some sex homework up then. Let's go. I think I give everybody the. It's your job to fuck around and find out homework. I want you doing some of that. For you, I think the first step is connecting with the intimacy. I want you to, like, your brain is right now so afraid you're going to open that door and then it's just going to be full of disappointment. I get that. So I want you to take it slow and I want you to think through what would be one first step. We don't have to do it all right at the beginning. Right?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Problem. Again, email in if you want to talk about the private coaching thing. I got you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
right. Take care. Okay. We are at time, everybody. We are at time. So if we're just not getting to everybody tonight, next month, let me make sure I know what I'm telling you. Next month, the call is, I think it's right before Christmas, the 23rd of December. So Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah, 23rd of December. I want to see people come back and raise their hand again. This call flew by. Yes, I will have spots opening up in private coaching this next month, not right this minute. If that's something that's of interest to you, working one-on-one, I know you all get sort of nervous on these calls and don't want to raise your hand or feel vulnerable, but working one-on-one is a way to get around that too, and where we can, really talk in detail and feel kind of comfortable because it's really just you and I. So thank you all for being here. Oh, Christy says Lisa is my coach. We worked on it so much. Yeah. I mean, some people come to me for weight loss and we end up talking about sex. Some people come to me for sex and we end up talking about weight loss. But we will for sure focus on exactly what you're looking for in that situation. And otherwise, email in or post it and ask coaches. That's what the membership is here for. We're here to answer all of your questions and to help you figure out how to get the most out of your life, how to be living the life you want. I'm here to make sure you're having amazing sex lives and that you're experimenting and feeling good about yourselves, no matter what size you are currently. Okay. So it was great to see everybody tonight. I will see you again in just under 1 month exactly. All right. Bye, everyone.